Big news coming out of the WWE at this hour, a brand split. Yes, a brand split right around the corner coming into the Memorial Day weekend. That announced on Bleacher Report. We've got thought to talk about. We've got Extreme Rules and so much more. Pro Wrestling, you've been waiting for it. It's right here. The Pro Wrestling Rewind is right now.
The Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Oh my God, I can't believe it!
I am here to give my opinion on the product, whether you agree or disagree.
That's called the power, brother.
Making the complex understandable. Your guiding light through the murkiness of bad storylines and poor creative decisions. The power. One eyeball, but I'm here. The power. Andy Knowles back with you. Pro Wrestling Rewind. I wasn't going to miss tonight. I could care if I had. If it falls out, I've got another one. It's no big deal. Thank you for joining us wherever you happen to be joining us tonight. All across the seven continents, Tony Mirabella with us as always. Good evening, sir.
Two blind hosts. See how they talk. The Pro Wrestling Rewind. How wooed. Media know alike.
I asked Paige what she thought about this whole situation with my eye. I was actually able to get a hold of her. This is what she had to say. Anytime, Paige.
This sucks. And this is all bullshit.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, I can't. This thing with my eye. Is I have never experienced anything. It's one thing to have you like an eyelash caught in there, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who don't know exactly what happened, just to kind of turn back the clock a little bit. Last Monday, I thought what I had was an eyelash or something stuck in my eyeball. It was terribly annoying, terribly irritating. It manifested into a full-blown eye infection, to which I had to go to the doctor. I'm on medication right now. I've got one eyeball that will focus and one that won't, which is terrible when you have to wear glasses to work at a computer anyway. But it's just been a crazy week. Coming out of Extreme Rules, we've got a lot to talk about. Breaking news, of course, now the brand split imminent. We have so much more. Camp WWE, a lot going down. T, we'll go ahead. We'll start off. Give us the latest.
Well, I mean, this is going to happen, I believe, in July, and it's bigger than just a brand split. SmackDown is going to be moving to Tuesday nights, and it is going to be live.
Good for them, and good for Mauro Ranallo. He's the one who really wins in this.
Well, you know, here's my deal. I love the idea of trying a bland... what the hell tonight? A bland split.
It's a bland split, yes.
Well, it may be a bland split. It actually may be. I like the idea of a brand split, but I have a few problems, and hopefully they'll be resolved by the WWE. Now, the Tuesday night thing, the problem I have with that, I just don't like having my wrestling condensed so close together. You've already got 3 hours on Monday Night Live. Now you're going to have 2 hours on Tuesday Night Live and then nothing for 5 days.
Well, they're going to do their they're going to do their house shows. They'll do, you know, those things, their production. They'll do all that stuff in the 5 days. This makes sense from a standpoint from the WWE, from the booking and the live event standpoint, because they can come off of the Raw and SmackDown events and further the storylines that they establish in the house show events that would happen later that week.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're a fan. You just sat through 3 hours of Raw, 2.5 hours of it commercials. Now, the next night, they're going to expect you to sit down and watch another 2 hours. I would like a break. Now, I understand the reason they're probably doing this is because of the schedules. They have to do it on a Tuesday night if they want to go live. But I don't know. I would still prefer it be on a Thursday or a Friday just to split it up a bit. But, you know, the real loser in this is an hour of SmackDown is going to overlap TNA.
Well, yeah, that and come the fall when The Flash returns, the WWE is going on DVR.
Yeah, I could give a damn about SmackDown when the Flash is on.
I'm sorry, but that will be what will happen. It's going on the DVR. It's going to happen. And we'll talk about a little about what happened with the Flash last night as well. You get it all right here. The sponsor, of course, this half hour, Evil Seed Sauces. Live good, eat evil, evilseedsauces.com. Get your fix. The Facebook. Hey, did you see, T, did you see the sale that they were running over at Evil Seed? Did you see that on Facebook?
It is a shameless plug by our buddies at Evil Seed. I'm going to tell you why. Because today, for the first time this year, I actually have my air conditioner on. It feels like barbecue season. I mean, it is in the low to mid 80s, depending on where you are. And it is a great time to pull out the grill. And damn it, if Evil Seed didn't take advantage of it, this is the best time.
I'm going to tell you about the big deal. I'm not going to spoil it right now. But sponsor this half hour is Evil Seed Toss. I'm going to tell you in the second half hour of the program, this big deal that they've got going on at Evil Seed Sauces. Of course, you can always check them out on Facebook at evilseedsauces.com. Pat, they really have. Should I just give it away now or should I save it? Oh, I can't help it. I got to give it away. For Father's Day and Memorial Day, you can get 5 of the 8 mini sampler bottles. This is incredible. 5 of the 8 mini sampler. I'm sorry, Pat. I'm sorry, Karen. I've got to do it now. I can't leave it until the second half hour, so sue me. You can get 5 of any of the 8 mini sampler bottles for only $20 plus $5 shipping and handling. So $25. That you can get the Big Evil Barbecue. You can get the Scared Yellow. You can get the Dadle Ship Down, the Hell Peach, the Signature, the Cirque du Noir, which we've talked about before, the Asylum, and the Gods of Fire. Okay? You can go ahead. What they want you to get this deal, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to go on Facebook. All right? And you have to go right to Patrick McGill, M-C, capital G-I-L-L. They're not even doing this through the Evil Seed. This is an owner special that Pat McGill is doing. So you private message him through the Facebook to get the deal, $20, choose any 5 of the 8 mini samplers for $20 and $5 shipping and handling. You can't beat that. But, of course, go to their Facebook page, Evil Seed Sauce Company, and check them out, of course, online, evilseedsauces.com. The 5 mini sauces, $20 plus $5 shipping and handling. Living good, eating evil. Treat your meat to the best sauces available today, evilseedsauces.com.
Yeah, it just sucks that I have to use them basically at home because in my apartment, it's hard. You know, you've got a house. When you live in an apartment, it's hard to barbecue. I mean, I have a parkway right out front, but the police don't take kindly to barbecuing because idiots don't clean up after themselves. It's true, you know. So, I mean, I miss barbecuing, man.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead and continue with what's happening in July with SmackDown. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, and also Tuesday night, it's going to be live. There's going to be a draft. Now, I don't have the details. WWE hasn't given out a lot of how they're going to do this. What I would do is have the draft on the network. To hell with having it on Raw. Make it a network exclusive and make it feel like a real draft, like an NBA draft. What I'm worried about, Andy, and for those of you who are a little bit older and remember the brand split, not that it was that long ago, I'm hoping that SmackDown doesn't once again become like the dumping ground for the lower, you know, mid-card talent. If you're going to split the roster again, it will be July 19th, by the way. If you're going to split the roster again, let's split it evenly. I don't want a freaking SmackDown that once again has, you know, the job squad there. I don't want to have Zack Ryder. I don't want to have a show with all B players. Put a John Cena on SmackDown if you want to get me interested. Put a Roman Reigns on SmackDown or a Seth Rollins. Now, my question is, and I think the answer to this is no. I've listened to some podcasts today.
Go ahead. You go ahead and do what you're doing. I'll be right back. Go ahead.
I've listened to some podcasts today, folks, and what a lot of people are asking is, are they going to split the titles again as far as the WWE World Heavyweight Championship? Do we once again introduce a world championship and have two titles, one for Raw, one for SmackDown? I say, God, no. I don't want to see that. If you're going to do it right, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion at the moment, Roman Reigns, or whoever it is on July 19th, should be able to appear on both shows. I don't want to see a title split again. However, if they were to put the U.S. title on Raw exclusively and the IC title on SmackDown exclusively, I could live with that. I think that would be a very good idea. But I don't want to see the world title split. I don't want to see separate tag team titles. No, no, no. I don't want to see separate women's titles. Keep all the titles together the way you have it right now. And, you know, whoever has the belts, that's a caveat. That's a little something that goes along with you having a title.
If you're going to do this, though, if you're going to go this way and you're going to go this route, you better make damn sure. What I don't want is I don't want to see championships monopolized. If you're going to have the U.S. title on SmackDown, then you leave that champion on SmackDown. If you're going to have the Intercontinental Championship on Raw, you leave it on Raw. But your world titles, and I agree with you here, the world titles should be defended on both brands, the women's, the tag team, and the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. But if you're going to do it, you cannot monopolize that champion on one brand. There has to be multiple storylines. There has to be multiple. It would be very easy for the bronies, my little bronies, to be on both shows. It'd be very easy for Charlotte, now who has definitely turned into a flare after what happened last night. We'll talk about that. You know, I can see that they can put women that can compete for those championships on either show. They can find wrestlers to contend for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship on both shows. But I agree. I don't want to see. But if they start monopolizing the champions on one brand over another, they're going to have no choice. There will be too much of an outrage. They will have to go back and split it. So they've got to be very careful. Or if you're going to have the wrestlers, if you're going to have them compete for the championship, if Seth Rollins is your guy, and I agree with Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins deserves his rematch. He deserves his opportunity to get his title back. He's going to get that opportunity at Money in the Bank.
He never lost it.
He never lost it. He has a right to come out and say, I never lost it. I deserve the shot. And I don't think anybody would argue that. But if that's going to monopolize on Raw, then that should also carry over on SmackDown. So now you've got to be careful, because you're going to end up having your top players that are contending for your top titles working on both shows to keep those feuds alive. And that's where the danger of this comes in, is the balancing act. And how are you going to balance your world champions? It's very easy. You don't have to worry about your mid-card championships, but you've got to be concerned about your world champions and how they are going to be utilized in this brand split. And that will really determine the success of this brand split, will be whether or not they can effectively manage and balance the not just the champions, but the top contenders for those championships on both shows.
Yeah, and I wouldn't see it. It's kind of hard nowadays, because one of the most despicable, disgusting things that they did back in the day when they had the brand split was the brand exclusive pay-per-view. 1 month it would be Raw, 1 month it would be SmackDown. I hated it. But however, now with the network, they could have 3 pay-per-views a month. You're still only paying $10.
Exactly. So it makes no difference to me. If they want to do a brand exclusive pay-per-view, then you'll see just exactly how strong your brand split is. Because then you'll be able to see from your network viewership, all right, what you're getting, how many people you're getting on your pay-per-views.
See, what I worry about is Vince McMahon, because when this whole Shane angle started, what did Vince say? Whoever has control of Raw has control of the WWE. And the thing with that is, he has always looked at Raw as, that's my baby, that's my main brand. SmackDown, to me, has always felt like second fiddle. Like,
yeah,
definitely the number two show.
Yeah.
They really need, and you talk about the balancing act again. You don't want to have Cena, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Randy Orton, Brock Lesnar on Raw, and then like you used to do on SmackDown, you've got the B Club. No offense to the guys who go out there and bust their asses every week, but I don't want SmackDown to be entirely monopolized again with these, you know, lower mid, well, not lower, but upper mid card players. It's like, you know, I just hope they do the split evenly. I mean, if you remember that draft, John Cena gets drafted to SmackDown, and I get a strange feeling that the USA Network called Vince McMahon kicking and screaming, what the hell are you doing? And then at the end of Raw, we get worked, and Cena gets drafted back to Raw. No, you got to put, if you really want this to work, you got to put some heavy hitters on SmackDown. Put Brock, you want to get ratings? Put Brock Lesnar on SmackDown. Done. That's what I do.
I'm contemplating it. I'm thinking about what you're saying here. It's I'm so torn on this because I've always been, I wouldn't say I'm anti-brand split, but I'm really torn by where this goes. And bear with, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I'm having a little technical issue here as I'm killing two birds with one stone. I hate to say we've got to wait and see on this, but we really do need to wait and see what they are going to come up with. And we'll just have to analyze at that point. We can go back and forth and say what we would like to see. I know there are some people that are nostalgic for the big gold belt. Well, the big gold belt has had its time. And its time was, you know, back in the day. Say what you will, but what we're seeing, this is the new era, all right? This is the next generation that we're into now, and it deserves, you know, I'm glad that the old Intercontinental title belt is back. I'm not going to complain about that. But this is a new era. Now, you talk about SmackDown, what are you going to do? You got all these guys from NXT that are jumping over, that are coming on Raw. Some guys are going to stale out, and they may need to go to SmackDown. They may need to be shaken up and to try to inject some life. And look, I know a lot of guys are going to see going to SmackDown as, you know, as a demotion. But if you were to ask Mauro Ranallo right now, he would say that being on SmackDown is the best thing in his life. And I think a lot of other guys in the WWE would feel the same way and would help elevate it. I mean, come on. Some of the best matches that the WWE ever had emanated from talent that came from SmackDown. And I wouldn't be so... Now this show is going to be live. You cannot dismiss what you can do in a live broadcast and the reaction that gets. And it's on USA. So it's not like it's on Sci-Fi. It's not like it's on Spike. You know, who cares if it runs over into TNA? Oh well, sucks to be them. It's just another nail in their six-sided coffin. But I would say this. Kudos to the WWE. I think a lot of talent was getting buried. Cody Rhodes may come back to regret his decision. We're going to talk about that in the show as well. But I really think what we need to do is just, we need to step back on this one, let this one go through. I agree with you. Do not split the championships on this, but make sure that you're balancing what's happening with the top stars and the top titles. And you could have a lot of fun with this brand split. You really could go a lot of places. You get a lot of NXT guys that, you know, head over to SmackDown. You can get, you know, you can get Bayley in there. You can get, you know, Emma, when she comes back, you can get these NXT girls coming up and you know, you can put your top, what you consider your top players on Raw, you can intermix them, and they can switch. There can be a lot of fun. I don't want to see Stephanie and Shane split up. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Ladies and gentlemen, I am counting the weeks until the other shoe. This nicety nice, and we saw it on Monday with Stephanie McMahon, where she went to Seth Rollins and said, look, this is different. This is a different show now. And I'm still not buying it. This Stephanie McMahon deserves an award, an acting award. Give that woman an Oscar. I am waiting for the other shoe to drop. I am waiting for something else to happen because I'm not buying this nicety nice bit. It's refreshing. I'm glad to see ownership in the WWE. Finally, some fairness in this product. I was upset about something. If I can go back to Extreme Rules. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have a plethora of heel champions. Once again, we are being inundated with the heel championship. Now, Bleacher Report came out and said that the rumor was that John Cena was going to win a championship. Please, 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 if there is a God in heaven, if God is listening to me, hallelujah, praise Jesus. I don't care if it rains or freezes so long as I've got my plastic Jesus. Please, 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 God, let's all bow our heads and pray. Dear God, thank you for this day. And if you're up there, please, God, please let John Cena beat Captain Irrelevant for the Intercontinental Championship. If you do this, I will do anything you ask. Amen. Let John Cena smash Captain Irrelevant and take the Intercontinental. I'm sick of this. You got, well, here they go. The New Day are facing. No, they're not. The New Day. They want, once again, the vaudevillains got screwed out again, and I don't even like them. Once again, the 3-on-2. And where was the referee with the outside interference? Oh, but everybody cheers, my little bronies.
No DQ.
Everybody cheers the Hornheads. Still 3-on-2. If I'm the vaudevillains, I'd be rightfully cheesed off. These guys can't win a match. 2-on-2, 3-on-2. And the fans, the sheep of the WWE, are they got their big giant Cheerio walking around. All right, nothing but a big O-hole. All right, and the My Little Bronies and the Hornheads. Okay, don't tell me there isn't something phallic about this whole situation. They're walking around with their little Hornheads and a big O. Put 2 and 2 together, ladies and gentlemen. Do you not remember your anatomy class? What is the WWE trying to do here? This is supposed to be a family-friendly entertainment, yet you guys walking out with O-holes and Hornheads. And now, of course, you've got Rusev.
I have never made that reference until now. That came out of your sick mind.
Wasn't saying it's not sick. It's the freaking fact. They're walking around with giant O-holes and horn. They got, and these phallic horn heads. What are they trying to do? Just wait until they start gyrating the O-hole over the horn head. And then you're going to have, everybody, PG my ass, you're going to have everybody, including Paige, coming out and telling everybody what they think about it.
This sucks. And this is all bullshit.
I'm telling you. Oh, by the way, that is the only... I love Camp WWE.
Yes.
I was on the floor when I heard that. And I'm like, we've got to use that. Because whoever is doing the Paige voice is absolute gold. God bless her. That program, you know, the one this past week was okay with the Vince McMahon dating Triple H kind of thing. That was, you know, that was okay. But the one before it with Jake the Snake and Sergeant Slaughter and the Slaughter Hacks and this, I thought that was the best episode so far. But anyway, I'm digressing. Rusev, we knew Kalisto didn't have a chance in hell of coming out with the U.S. title at Extreme Rules. Rusev is the U.S. champion. No surprise there. Kalisto's fairy slipper, Cinderella slipper. God, you think I know this, having a little girl. The fairy godmother glass slipper thing, midnight rang, done, no more. Rusev now the U.S. champion. You've got Roman Reigns, who might as well be a heel, because he can't get any FaceTime. Okay, there's an iPhone reference. He can't get any FaceTime to save his life right now. Everybody hates him. All right, nobody likes him. Everybody hates him. He thinks he'll go eat worms. You can't get him. So you've got nothing but heel champions right now. I'm sick of this. Oh, great. Vince in the sky, please come down. Bestow upon us John Cena and blessed be thy name and give us thy Intercontinental Championship to John Cena. Praise be.
And kudos to them for bringing John Cena back on Memorial Day, because you know that's not going to be a very high-rated Raw.
No, no.
People are barbecue, and then in July, they've actually got a Raw. July 4th happens on a Monday.
Yeah.
So I wonder what they're going to do then. But, you know, I miss Cena. I hate to say it. I've never really been a big Cena fan, but I miss the fool. I want to.
Who was it? Who was it that said somebody had a Facebook post that said, admit it, you miss the cheesy son of a bitch?
That was me.
Was that you? Yeah. Yeah.
You kind of miss him. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in the title picture. You make a good point. You know, do you put the U.S. title maybe
no.
back, Cena?
No. No. No, no, because Rusev, you know, I don't like him, but if you're going to have a heel champion, I mean, a true heel champion, give Rusev some time. I think Rusev really got a bad, you know, talk about another guy that's born back hard, okay, and I'm not talking about Lana, is Rusev, because of all this nonsense that happened with Lana, the, you know, the fake blonde, you know, the blonde that's got the dark brown eyebrows, like that are practically black. Okay. All right. The curtains not matching the carpet kind of deal. You can't go and look at Rusev and expect him to drop this title in 7 days. I just don't see it. Give John Cena Captain Irrelevant. Please give him Captain Irrelevant, because I am so sick of Captain Irrelevant and Mrs. Irrelevant.
Cesaro should have won that damn title. And real quick, I'm going to say why it should have been Cesaro.
He gets a shot at SmackDown.
We already have this great feud going on between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
Oh, okay? Yes. Fantastic.
Neither of them really need the belt, but I thought they should have rewarded Cesaro, put the belt on him, because here's why I wouldn't have put the belt on what the hell is wrong with me tonight?
I don't know.
Well, I think your eye infection is spreading to me over the microphones here over Skype.
Well, I guess that makes our naughty parts tingle.
I wouldn't have put the IC belt on Kevin Owens because Owens is my pick. And we're not going to get into this week. We'll definitely get into it in the shows following. Owens is my pick for Money in the Bank. He is perfect to carry that briefcase and brag about it and grab JBL's hat and play the briefcase like a guitar and every week come out and tease that he's going to cash in. He's that type of ass heel who would be perfect.
Yep.
The only two people I can see that briefcase going on, Kevin Owens, Bray Wyatt.
No.
Those are the only two.
I agree. Say that again. Much better. I agree with you. Kevin Owens is really, and Vince is high on him right now. And Kevin Owens has done a spectacular job pissing people off, meaning he's doing his job correctly.
Right.
He's been a fantastic heel. He is horseman-esque in his approach to his character. And for those of you who don't know what that means, I will explain it to you. After all, I am the intellectual savior of the SNS Radio Network. Therefore,
I got the four fingers up, brother. Break it down. They're up right now.
This man can lose. And he can lose in a big-time event. And come back and still make you believe that he is the baddest man on the planet. And he'll admit that he lost. But he is going to be that tough, that much tougher to beat. The Horsemen would go out. They would go and they would win the big matches. They would win the Flair lost in more non-title and tag team matches than you can count on your finger. But when the title was on the line, when it was match time, go time, needed to come up big, he came through. Kevin Owens is the exact same way. If Kevin Owens loses, you know, he'll yeah, okay, you know, I lost, but I'm still the baddest man on the planet. Okay? I can still go out there and I can still kick your ass. I will still go out there and kick your ass, and I'm going to go out and badmouth you and trash talk you. That's exactly what the Horseman did. Tully Blanchard would come out and he says, you know what, I'll lose some. You know, Ric Flair, he may lose one or two. Arn Anderson may lose a few here and there. But they're still the baddest guys on. They were still the baddest guys on the planet back then. And Kevin Owens plays that part so Horseman-esque, so well. You can't help but buy into that character. The fact that you can beat the man down and think that you've beat him so definitively that he's not going to come back. He comes back. How many times did Flair take a beating? From guys, you know, guys like Ronnie Garvin, actually that's a bad example. When Dusty Rhodes beat him for the championship at the Great American Bash, and everybody thought that that was it, Flair was done. Here's Dusty Rhodes now, 3 times world heavyweight champion. He was done. 3 weeks, they played it 3 weeks, and I don't know what Flair was doing. I guess he was going on vacation or something. I don't know. Something they had to do something for the Great American Bash. They gave Dusty the belt, or Dusty gave himself the belt, whichever way you want to look at it. But every single one of the Horsemen came out. Yeah, you know, Flair lost. But 3 weeks later, he came back with the title. Kevin Owens played that exact same way, losing the Intercontinental Championship, coming back. It's my title. It's my title. I'm coming back. I'm coming to get my title. Now, you take a look. What prelude, that Intercontinental Championship is the prelude to the World Heavyweight Championship. He can get that money in the bank and do exactly what you say. I'm the man. I can take that title off of the champion whenever I want. He can lose here or there. He's still got the money in the bank, but he's still going to come out and make you believe he's the baddest man on the planet. We've gone long on this segment. When we come back, we're going to pick this up. We've got Extreme Rules we've got to talk about. We have so much more. Don't go anywhere. It's a Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS and the PIB Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Oh, you didn't know? It's me. It's that D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. And if you ain't down with that, I got 2 words for you. Suck it.
Hey, this is Badass Billy Gunn.
My name is Armando Alejandro Estrada.
Hey, it's Road Animal. What a rush.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP,
the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time
world champion.
And you, well, you monkey, stay tuned or you will feel bang!
I am the genius full of glory and renown, Lanny Poppins.
What's up, all you stars and stars? This is Mariette.
His Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, Mr. Hall of Fame, 2011, on SNS Radio Network. See ya, and I wouldn't want to be ya.
The world is listening.
This is the all-nighter. This is the sexual intellectual. This is the largest man in professional wrestling. This is Shooter Storm, and you're listening to Pro Wrestling Rewind on the SNS Radio Network.
Having more fun than state law will allow the power. Andy Knowles back here with you. Pro Wrestling Rewind. Tony Mirabella with us as well. The intellectual savior of the SNS Radio Network. Making the complex understandable. Your guiding light through the murkiness of bad storylines and poor creative decisions. Sponsor this half hour, evilseedsauces.com. You got to private message Pat McGill. Patrick McGill, you can look up, go to Evil Seed Sauces. You can look him up. Private message him to get the five, your choice, five of any of the eight mini sauce samplers for $20 plus shipping and handling. $25 gets you those sauces. Do it in time for Father's Day, a little late for Memorial Day, but get to Evil Seed Sauces. Check it out. Redefining flavor with refined heat. Treat your meat to the greatest sauces available, evilseedsauces.com. We were talking before we went to the break, T, about Kevin Owens and how he is going to be the man to carry Money in the Bank. I anticipate that this Money in the Bank is probably going to be one of the better Money in the Bank ladder matches we've seen.
I agree. However, I want to ask you this. We've already said I think either Kevin Owens or Bray Wyatt, probably Kevin Owens, but I've also heard rumors, and I can't read off on this because they are rumors. What do you think about the thought of they're talking perhaps a women's Money in the Bank as well?
Now, that would be interesting.
Yeah, I think so too.
Now, before people get too crazy on this, I want you to think about this for just a moment. Can you imagine some of the crazy NXT girls pulling off some of the bumps that the guys do off the ladder? Can you imagine Charlotte taking one off the ladder and on her back onto another ladder? Can you see some of the craziness, some of the things that Kofi Kingston does? What about the new Japanese girl there they got in NXT, the crazy girl?
Asuka.
Asuka, yeah. Could you imagine her in a women's Money in the Bank? I think that's great. I'd get a nice pink little pink briefcase. All right, Money in the Bank. Little pink, briefcase. Real easy to do.
Yay.
And you go ahead, you put that out there, and you put that up to the top. And maybe the ladder's not as tall. Nah, I'm just kidding. Make it a 13 foot tall ladder, and then you go and you have. But could you just? I could see where you got two ladders set up and one ladder crossways, and somebody gets a suplex and they land on their back. Don't ever say that the women aren't as tough as the men.
Oh, in this day and age, no way. I mean, you got some tough as nails girls out there. I mean, Natalia, who got screwed again. Natalia, Charlotte, Bayley, Sasha. I mean, my God, you've got some crazy women out there. And I think you have enough women talent now where you could possibly do it. Yeah, a little pink briefcase. Nothing wrong with it being pink or even red to look like, the women's title. And you've got that. Yay. And do it. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it. We used to have two Money in the Banks when the titles were split, which I hated. The red briefcase and the blue briefcase. Stupid. But I think for the women, maybe even if you try it 1 year, see how it works. If it doesn't work, if it doesn't get over, you don't do it again next year. But I would say give it a shot.
When is Money in the Bank this year?
I don't know the exact date, but I believe it's next month. It's in June.
Okay. So we come out of Money in the Bank. Well, first off, let's go back to Extreme Rules here. Let's look at what we just got over. AJ putting on a clinic against Roman Reigns. I don't think anybody really expected AJ to go over. I am curious what they've got planned for him right now, because he's been on the short end of a stick on a lot of these matches that he's been involved in, the Chris Jericho feud, and now he's come up short in the world title. He's got Bullet Club members. He's got Festus and Anderson with him. And, I'm curious to see where they are going to take him going forward.
Oh, no, he doesn't. Last night on Raw, he straight up told Festus and Anderson, I want nothing to do with you.
I'm not buying it.
See, my problem was, why the hell didn't the Bullet Club beat him to death? That's what should have happened.
That's a fair point. I'll give you that. That is a fair argument. Why didn't Festus and Anderson beat the snot out of him?
I mean, right now, and I'm not going to say this is original because it's been out there. This is not something I made up. I don't know who to give credit to. I call them now the Blue It Club, as in creative blew it thus far. Not original. Other people have used it before, so don't go bitching. But I like it, the Blue It Club. I mean, what's funny about, you know, I want to say something about Roman Reigns. For all the criticism he gets, the you can't wrestle chance, that's not fair. That's not fair, man. The guy's good in the ring. He and AJ have had some damn good chemistry. You know, I hate when fans take it too far. You want to boo the guy, fine. But don't say he can't wrestle. That is bull crap.
They've got a right. They paid their money for the ticket. They can say whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely, of course. But
doesn't mean you have to believe it.
Right, exactly. And you make a great point. You do. You do. Because you and I always agree, freedom of speech. But I just hate that. I mean, I don't think. I mean, it's like John Cena with the five moves of doom. Meanwhile, the guy has had some of the best damn matches that I've ever seen in the last few years. I mean, sometimes it's just not fair. You want to boo the guy, boo him. You want to dislike him, dislike him. But when you say he can't wrestle, I mean, that's kind of cold.
We come out of Extreme Rules. Roman Reigns, still the champion. My Little Brony, still the tag team champions. Charlotte, still the WWE Women's Champion. Now this past Monday, she dumps Daddy Flair. Typical Flair fashion. I think Flair had to come. Literally, this was it. Get out of this pay-per-view. Dump Dad. Sorry, Dad, you're gone. Typical Flair fashion. Loved the way it was done. The fact that Flair cried, I thought, was a little much.
Nah, I don't know. I mean,
this is Ric Flair. This is Ric Flair you're talking about. If I'm Ric Flair, like, okay, I'm out of here. All right? I'm out of here. And next thing I know, I'm showing up next week with Natty Neidhart or somebody else. Now, who's this? Now, who's the big-breasted blonde here? The new NXT girl that the Arn Anderson to Charlotte Flair. What's her name now? The new girl.
So you talking about Jax?
No, the blonde that was hanging out, the big-breasted blonde that was hanging out with Charlotte Flair this past Monday. Is it Dana? What the hell's her name?
Oh, God.
The blonde. See, you don't even know. You got all these NXT people that people are supposed to know, and now you're bringing them up and nobody knows them. Help me out here.
Well, no, that's my fault and your fault for not keeping up on NXT.
I just can't. Here's the thing. This woman is dangerous.
You're talking about the one who came out as Flair on the pay-per-view, right?
Yes. What's her name? Is it Dana?
Dana Brooke.
Dana Brooke. Thank you very much. Okay, well, that's from Arn Anderson. All right, you got Mrs. Arn Anderson, Dana Brooke. This is what Charlotte Flair needed. She needed an Arn Anderson to her Ric Flair, and she's got it in Dana Brooke because this woman, this Dana Brooke.
That's a nice comparison.
This Dana Brooke is deadly. This Dana Brooke is one scary broad. I am sorry, but she's good looking. All right, nobody will argue. But the comparison, when you take a look at an Arn Anderson, I'm going to make a point this weekend. Seeing as I've got a 4-day weekend ahead of me, I'm going to make a point. I'm going to go and try to find some Dana Brooke matches because I'm almost willing to bet that she has a style. A defensive style similar to Anderson. And if she does, if what I'm thinking is right, then I think you've got a perfect combination with Dana Brooke as the Arn Anderson to Flair. And then all you got to do is come up with a Blanchard and throw anybody else you want in there. And you've got your four horsewomen. I know they were trying to tease it. I know they were saying they were trying to stick Bayley and Sasha. Maybe Sasha Banks might be your Blanchard. She could very well, because Blanchard was the high-rolling, Las Vegas type, you know, with the slick black hair and the beautiful women. You got Sasha Banks, who's that stylish fashionista, and who is very difficult to beat. Also a very good defensive wrestler. Say what you will about Sasha, but she's a good defensive wrestler. And then all you got to do is just, you get a freak as your fourth member.
Well, I mean, check it out. Here's a little biography. Dana Brooke, bodybuilder. Her real name, Ashley May Sabira.
Ashley May.
Probably pronouncing that wrong.
Ashley May.
Ashley May Sabira is her real name. Is an American bodybuilder, fitness competitor, model, and professional wrestler. Currently signed to WWE under the ring name Dana Brooke. So there you go.
I'm telling you, she's Arn Anderson. She's Arn Anderson in drag. I'm telling you.
Oh.
Don't tell me. I mean, this woman could get beat and be just as good as Arn. I'm interested to see where this dynamic goes. I really am. Because they are setting this up as a four horsemen-esque stable. They got two. Now all they got to do is come up with the other two. But in order to do that, to effectively do it, you've got to have another set of championships, and you're not going to see a women's tag team championship at all in the WWE.
Well, two things. They had
not anymore, anyway.
They had a four-horse, sort of a four-horse women faction in NXT, number one. But number two, the other thing that I find interesting is I kind of disagree. You know, Ric Flair crying. You have to look at it this way. I mean, take your little girl. Okay, which
yeah.
I saw some of the pictures on Facebook. Kudos to you and the higher power. What a lovely little young girl she is.
Isn't she something?
You guys are doing a phenomenal job with her.
I appreciate
that. But imagine 20 years from now, her cutting the promo on you that Charlotte cut on Rick. And I know you're a tough guy, but wouldn't that break your heart, man? I mean, she gave it to Rick, man. She
taught it. It's his, you know, it's all his fault. Everything she said was true. There wasn't a falsehood in anything she said. He had it coming. It was just 30 years in the making before he finally got it. So it was only a matter of time before she was going to stand up on her own two feet, win her own world championship, and say, to you, Dad, it was only a matter of time before, you know, she stood up in front of God and everybody else and uttered these famous words.
It sucks. And this is all bullshit.
It was only a matter of time. And that time turned out to be this past Monday on Raw when she told Flair to go hit the bricks. And there was Anderson in the back. Oh, man, I'm so sorry. Meanwhile, what Arn Anderson was out back talking to Dana Brooke about how you being Arn Anderson to a Ric Flair.
And I'm willing to bet you my paycheck tomorrow that Rick probably pre-coached her through most of that. And must have been saying, that's right, girl, you go. I think Rick, you know, I don't know why they're writing Rick off. Maybe it's because, you know, his promos have been a little rough, man. I'm kind of worried about Rick. He's been a little rough, man. And, you know, he's in his 70s. Maybe he just doesn't want to have to be on Raw every week.
Woo!
But I like the way they did it, man. I like the way they did it. And Rick sold it really, really well. I mean, when you can crack Ric Flair, a guy who is the most egotistical, biggest, just prima donna in wrestling, to have his little girl tear him apart. A lot of people have bitched about this segment. I loved it.
I just think he could have walked out. I think they could have done a little bit better with it, but I ain't gonna get upset.
I thought it was okay. Something else that was okay, man. We alluded to it before, but how about that four-way Intercontinental title match? You got to give it to Captain Irrelevant, as much as you may not like the guy. All four of those guys absolutely earned every single solitary Buffalo nickel they made that night.
Oh, Jesus. God. Do I give it at all any props?
Match of the night and possible match of the year contender.
Yeah, it was good, I guess. Paige, what did you think?
This sucks. And this is all bullshit.
It was okay.
You're overusing that, by the way.
This sucks.
And this is all bullshit.
You're killing me.
It was all right. Look.
Sit and say that match was okay. Come on, man. You're a wrestling fan.
It was great, except the result.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I would have been happy if any one of the other three could have walked out of that match as the Intercontinental Champion. But once again, Captain Irrelevant, being the opportunist little douche that he is, managed to squeeze out a win when it was so painfully obvious that, you know, he was on the verge of losing it. Yeah, I guess it was all right. I just don't particularly care for Captain Irrelevant as the Intercontinental Champion or any champion for that matter. I just, the man rubs me the wrong way, and it has nothing to do with heel heat. It just irks me. And he's a good worker, don't get me wrong. He'll go out and he'll bend over and grab the ankles for anybody in WWE Creative or WWE Executive. He'll go out and do whatever he's told to do. Okay, he's a good little sheep. All right, goes out and does what he's told. But, you know, there is a term that we now use in the industry, and it's called the Miz Factor. And the Miz Factor is when you're given a championship and the reign lasts for one day. Because that's happened to Miz so many times now, and Ryder just got the Miz treatment. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Big time. All right? You want to talk about... And apparently, what you do is when you bend over and you grab the ankles long enough, all right, and Creative and the executives, you know, they have you bent over so many times, eventually they're going to throw you a bone, and this is his bone.
Well, I mean, speaking of Creative, we definitely will probably do it in the next segment because, believe me, there's not enough time right now to do it. But I do want to talk about this Cody Rhodes thing because Cody penned this. Wow. He penned this absolutely, I wouldn't use the word venomous, but truly phenomenal document about what he's gone through and why he wanted his release. And I mean, when you look at what he has written, it's just, wow. You want to talk about putting Creative under the bus?
Well, you want to address that now? We still have about 10 minutes left.
What the hell? I mean, you know, why don't we address it?
Okay, let's talk about... Oh, by the way, Bleacher Report coming out here in the past hour. Of course, we're coming to you on the air here Wednesday night. It's about 15 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here Eastern time. You will get this program uploaded sometime in the next 2 hours. But Bleacher Report came out with a story that Cody's wife has been given her release. Eden Styles has also been released. Bleacher Report reporting 2 days after Cody Rhodes and the WWE came to terms on his release from the company. His wife, Eden Styles, made her departure Tuesday night. The WWE sharing the ring announcer's release in an official statement on WWE.com. Styles subsequently revealed on Twitter that the reasoning behind her exit is that she has another project lined up outside the WWE. The WWE announced Rhodes' release Sunday, and with his wife also out of the picture, speculation heated up regarding the status of Goldust. Despite that, the veteran said on Twitter that he intends to remain a part of the WWE. Of course, Goldust had teamed with Ron the Truth Killings in recent weeks, forming the duo known as the Golden Truth. Rhodes, who had been wrestling as Stardust for the past 2 years, revealed why he asked to be released Sunday through a comment on Twitter. And we'll get to that here momentarily. He and Goldust, of course, the sons of the late WWE Hall of Famer, three-time World Heavyweight Champion Dusty Rhodes. Cody suggested he was prevented from using the Rhodes name in the WWE despite his desire to end the Stardust gimmick. Eden originally joined the WWE in 2011, and after a brief hiatus, returned in 2013. She had been the full-time SmackDown ring announcer since October 2014, when Lillian Garcia with Lillian Garcia handling the Raw duties. Now that Eden is out of the picture, JoJo figures to ascend to the ring announcing role on SmackDown, as she has filled in at times on an interim basis. While two-thirds of the Rhodes family is no longer with the company, Dusty's impact will continue to be felt through Goldust and all the talent he worked with in NXT as they make it to the top of the roster. Now, the Twitter report, go back to the Twitter. This was posted, when was this? May 22nd, a couple of days ago. Yes?
It was over the weekend, you know. I've heard so many shows read this whole thing.
Well, I don't know if I want to read the whole thing.
You know, and it's just like, I mean, I think we're skilled enough on here where I can give you the synopsis of what Cody said without reading through the excellent two pages he wrote. If you guys want to read it, you can definitely find it. Just do a search on Google for Cody Rhodes released and you will find it.
It's actually on the Bleacher Report. The report that I just read, it was actually in, it was embedded when you click on the link, the Twitter, that particular statement, that Twitter feed statement was embedded in the Bleacher Report that Mike Sciari had written today.
Well, Cody, basically, he gives props to Triple H and Vince and says that, you know, I appreciate everything that they've done. They did honor my father. They treated him right. But what he's really complaining about is the fact that he's apparently not happy with the Stardust character. He mentions in the report how, you know, I open my bag and I see this ridiculous costume and a face paint kit. The thing, the main gist of this that he gets to that really shocked me was when he said, I went to creative, to the writers, and tried to tell them, look, I've got this idea on how I can go back to being Cody Rhodes. And not only that, this idea will help to get some other talents over. And he claims that creative was so rude that they actually pretended to have their laptops powered on when they were obviously powered off and completely ignored every single thing he pitched. And I think that's kind of piss poor if it's true. That's the gist of it. He doesn't want to be Stardust anymore. I like the Stardust character, but I'm not him. But I think it's kind of messed up when you, as a character and an independent contractor, go to pitch an idea to possibly benefit not only your character but others, and you're ignored and actually insulted. But, you know, it's like when someone pretends they're looking at their phone and not listening to you. You know,
kind of like what I'm doing right now.
Oh, thanks. I love it. So I'm talking to myself. What a great co-host.
Keep going.
But I mean, you know, if that's true, and there's two sides to every story, and he wasn't totally negative. Again, I reiterate, you know, he gave props to Triple H for treating his dad with respect. He gave even props to Vince McMahon, but he's not happy. And I don't blame him in the role that he's been thrown into. You remember that WrestleMania where he was scheduled to have a match. He mentions I'm in the gorilla position, and they come and tell me your match has been scrapped. I believe it was WrestleMania 29.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I think maybe him leaving for right now might be a good thing. He can go to Japan. He can go to the Indies. He has the Reynolds name. He has the Rhodes name. He's the son of Dusty Rhodes. The guy can go wrestle on a rooftop in an apartment building in New York City, and people are going to buy tickets because he's a Rhodes and because he's been a big character on WWE TV. I think he's going to be fine. And I don't blame him, quite frankly. At least he went about it in a little bit more of a classy way than Ryback went about it. And I thought his article was excellently written. And it conveyed to me his emotions and his feelings. And I wish him the absolute best of luck in his future endeavors.
He'll bounce back. You're absolutely right. He's a Rhodes. There's a name. And, you know, maybe it's one of those things where, you know, it blows over and maybe WWE comes back to him. You never know. I mean, nobody expected Goldust to come back. Nobody expected to see Goldust back in a WWE ring. But here he is, and he's just as relevant now as he was in the 90s.
Possibly more, because in the 90s, he was that character where, you know, Attitude Era. I'm telling you right now, for all you kids out there who love Goldust, and rightfully so, this is not the Goldust from the Attitude Era. I mean, they took it. You know,
that doesn't translate well to radio, does it?
No, it's fine. This guy used to come out in a freaking Madonna bra and gyrate and rub his privates on his opponents because he was.
Yeah, see, that's better.
Goldust.
Much better. And don't forget, he had Marlena, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Marlena, don't tell me you didn't find Marlena smoking a cigar at all remotely attractive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and not only that, there was always that allusion to, you know, there was that, you know, the culture of homosexuality, and I'll say it, and I have no problem with it. I have absolutely no problem with it.
Nope.
I have gay friends. It's fine.
Yep.
But they were doing shit. Excuse me. I slipped up. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. What's the matter with you? There's only one person on this show that gets to use that word. Only one. You understand what I'm saying? There's only.
This sucks. And this is all bullshit.
Only Paige gets to say that word on this program.
They were doing. You're killing me. They were doing stuff back then where, you know, is he or isn't he? And there was that famous where they turned Goldust face, where Jerry Lawler, doing homophobic stuff that would never be allowed today, came out and straight up asked Goldust, are you or aren't you? Meaning, are you or aren't you gay? And he was like, no, and proceeded to beat the living crap out of Jerry Lawler. See, you kids today, you missed that. You need to go back and watch your WWE Network.
There's a lot of things I would say that kids today need to do. They need to go back and catch some of the NWA World Championship Wrestling videos. They need to go back and catch some of the World Class Championship Wrestling videos. They need to go back and check out some of the AWA videos and understand how we evolved and how we got to this point in the sport. Hey, we got to take another break. When we come back, we got a lot more. We haven't even really gone off of the Extreme Rules results yet. I know we've been kind of floating around. We'll talk about that. We'll get to what happened on Raw. There's still a lot to get to. We may not even get to it all. It's a Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
When the winner of Extreme Chef Season 1, Chef Amadeus, quoted, "I'm an extreme fan of these sauces and the fact that evil does a body good," we knew Evil Seed Sauces was a force to be reckoned with. Evil Seed Sauces has been seen on the Cooking Channel, the New York Times, CBS, and the Huffington Post. Now it's your turn to see what everyone online is talking about, and that's the unbelievable selection of sauces that you can find only from EvilSeedSauces.com. Evil Seed is the home of the Big Evil Bacon Barbecue Sauce. And if you're a bacon lover, this is a must-have. Try it in meatloaf or sloppy joes, baked beans, you name it. Treat your meat to the best in sauces available from EvilSeedSauces.com. Check them out on Facebook at Facebook.com/EvilSeedSauces, on Twitter at Twitter.com/EvilSeedSauces, or on their website at EvilSeedSauces.com. That's EvilSeedSauces.com. Live good, eat evil. Evil Seed. Sauces.com.
Hey, this is Scott DeMore from TNA Wrestling. If you're in upstate New York and you're a wrestling fan, you should be listening to Andy Knoll on the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Back on the Pro Wrestling Rewind, the power. Andy Knoll's Tony Mirabella. We're talking about it just before the break, just before we came back. We were talking about the Flash season finale here that happened last night, and the big news. We can pretty much say it now, because if you haven't watched it by now, then shame on you. But what had happened is Zoom finally got his, and I was waiting for the epic Zoom beatdown, was waiting all season for it. And then Barry Allen, after that happened, and that happened relatively quickly. That happened about 40, 45 minutes into the program from the one-hour program, about 45 minutes. And then they spent the next 15 minutes kind of wrapping things up with the, of course, we found out that Jay Garrick, we knew it was Jay Garrick in the mask, but it was Jay Garrick turned out to be the doppelganger of the father, Barry Allen's father, who, of course, was killed by Zoom an episode or two ago. And he was, in fact, the Earth 3 Flash, which now pays homage to the original Flash in the 90s. Of course, it was the same guy that played the same character. And now how they're saying that that is a very valid way to bring that Earth 3 Flash into this timeline by stating that Zoom was the one who went and got him. So I am a fan of that theory, how things kind of tie together, because you can have multiple versions of the Flash. So I thought it was very well done. Barry, I don't know what you're thinking, man. I don't know what you're thinking, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens in season three. Of course, Supergirl now moving to the CW-verse. Big crossover event, four-episode event with Legends, Arrow, Flash, and Supergirl. And this is my show. These are my shows from Monday to Thursday. These are my shows. And, you know, my wife loves Rain on CW. That's her show. She loves that Rain show. And it's funny that our two favorite shows or group of shows are on the CW. Kudos to them.
Yeah, and we don't usually pimp out other shows here unless they're on the same network. And this weekend, Jeff and I, JJ, are going to be recording an Unplugged. And it's going to be really interesting because, and send your emails to snsradiounplugged@yahoo.ca. Let us know about wrestling or The Flash, because it's going to be really intense, because JJ doesn't quite agree with us. He didn't. There were parts of, I'm not going to say all of it, and I don't know the depth of it because I haven't talked to JJ, you know, in depth about it. He didn't quite like the season finale. So he and I are probably going to go back and forth a little bit. I mean, I thought it was fine. I love what they're doing. And, you know, tune in over the weekend. We'll have the archive up. You can find out what Jeff thinks. But it is a testament to these programs on the CW that I watch them, Andy watches them, Jeff watches them, Anthony, who was my co-host on Getting the Zone, watches them. Almost everyone in our group, on our Facebook group, watches all of these shows. So they got to be good.
Well, you know, and the thing about it, you talk about JJ. JJ gets it off of CTV in Canada, the Canadian television network. CTV, they air all of the CW programming, and I believe they also air Supergirl too. And if not, they will have to beginning next year, now that Supergirl's season two has now been moved over to the CW. And kudos to them. I think it just makes more sense. We're kind of getting off on a bit of a tangent here, but you're absolutely right. Now, when you talk about what's going to happen with Raw and more specifically SmackDown, you know, thank God for the DVR. Where would we be without the DVR? Seriously, where would we be?
Yeah, competitiveness has kind of died with that. Not just the DVR, but the fact that even some of these networks now offer you replays on the internet, where if you miss the Flash, I mean, I know one of our friends on the Facebook group, Lex, his DVR for some reason didn't record it. And I, of course, being the guy I am, I hooked him up and he has the episode of the Flash from last night. But, you know, and this is why ratings are dead. And this goes to wrestling too. You've got DVRs now that can record 24 freaking programs at once. So the live audience is dead. It's buried. It's covered with maggots. Live TV means nothing anymore, because with all the digital media and recording devices at our disposal, you can watch and record anything you want. So when we talk about SmackDown and TNA being, you know, crossing over, hey, if you're still a TNA watcher, you can always DVR it.
No, I wholeheartedly agree. But It will be SmackDown on the DVR, and I'll be watching Flash.
Probably the reverse for me. I usually like to get Flash without the commercials, but that's another story.
It's going to be the reverse Flash for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't wait. I can't, you know, it just kills me that I know actors need breaks. But, man, I would just give anything. I just want to see where this goes. And I love the fact that their marketing is so great that now you're going to die until the Flash comes back.
I don't want it to be over. It wasn't fair. Because they went, ladies and gentlemen, I know here we're 6 minutes into the third segment, and we haven't talked any wrestling. But
who cares?
We waited how long? We had the terrible winter break, and then they came back, and then they were gone for another few weeks, came back with like two, and then we had to wait for May to get our final fix. I'm like, you rat frickin' bastards. And they did the same with Arrow. The only thing that kept me going was Legends. At least Legends every week was new for the most part.
See, I haven't seen Legends yet. I may have to get into that while the Flash is on hiatus. You've got to go back.
You've got to go back, and you got to catch Legends. You've got you like Pokemon. You got to watch them all.
I hate Pokemon.
You got to watch them all, catch them all, whatever the hell that is. You just have to. It's like here's what happened. I was watching. I got into Arrow. Thank God for Netflix. I started watching season one of Arrow, and I got into it. It took me about 3 or 4 episodes to where I finally got into it. Then I got hooked after about episode 5, and I watched the first season. Then I watched the crossover with Barry Allen, and then I stopped watching Arrow when the first crossover with Flash happened. So what I did, when they had that crossover, then I stopped and I started watching Flash. And then I would watch the Flash episodes until they had the crossover with Arrow. Then I went back. And once I was caught up on Flash, then I went back and watched Arrow and Flash concurrently and got caught up on the two together. And it wasn't until the beginning of this season when everything was all caught up. I mean, this is how bad this was, ladies and gentlemen. I actually went and bought episodes of Arrow that I probably only watched one time. I actually went and bought an episode just so I could stay caught up because I couldn't find the thing online anywhere.
Before you do that in the future, talk to me first.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
I won't say anything else, but I agree with you. I mean, we'd spend, like 10 minutes on this, but you know what? Hey, in some ways, at least for me, it's more.
It does impact. It's going to impact what happens on SmackDown in the new season. I mean, for the next 3 months, it's not going to matter. You know, in July, it's not going to matter when SmackDown is live on Tuesdays because we won't have anything interfering with it. But come September, it'll be a whole different story.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, this live experiment they're going to do, I'm interested in it, and kudos to them. I think it's about time they went live. And what's good about it being live is SmackDown won't be 45 minutes. It's of what happened. If you missed Raw, here's what happened. Well, they would have entire damn matches from Raw. You know, don't do that.
Do you know there's a vape shop named Cloud City?
Where'd that come from?
I just saw it on Facebook.
I believe it. Wow.
Here I am. We're not doing this. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call in the industry. This is what we call phoning it in. That's exactly what we're doing right now. We are so completely phoning it. Oh. So, hang on 2 seconds. Go ahead and talk amongst yourselves. T, I'll be right back.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about going out on a limb and just talking things we want to talk about. I mean, The Flash, obviously, something near and dear to my heart. I mean, I love the show. You know, wrestling-wise, again, this brand split, we'll have to see where it goes. Roman Reigns getting over as a heel, as a babyface. See how confused I got already? I called him a heel. Getting booed, being told that he cannot wrestle. I think that they're making a big mistake by giving him the John Cena treatment and having him ignore it. What I would love to see them do, and we've been talking about John Cena doing this for a decade now, is having Roman Reigns be that guy who's not going to take it and come out 1 week and tell the crowd, you know what? I've tried everything I can. You know, I'm not the good guy. I'm not even the guy anymore. You wanted me to be the bad guy? That's what I'm going to be. I'll be the bad guy. I'll give you a reason to boo me. And, you know, have him start killing people left and right. You know, make him that monster heel, which, of course, will get him cheered in this crazy, crazy freaking day and age we live in. But I think it's time to pull the trigger and realize that the Roman Reigns babyface experiment isn't working. You poisoned the guy when you did what you did at the Royal Rumble with Daniel Bryan. Ever since then, and ever since the IWC found out he was the guy Vince wanted, he's been booed out of buildings. Nothing he does. Seth Rollins comes on Raw last night and says that the get well wishes that the fans sent him, he burned. That is heel. That is bad, and he did get booed for it. But at the end of the day, I guarantee, I will bet you my life, that when it comes to Money in the Bank, when it comes to Rollins versus Reigns, it doesn't matter if Rollins goes out into the crowd and slaps around a five-year-old kid. He's going to be the babyface if you put him in there against Reigns.
Do you hear a buzzing in the background?
Nope.
Okay, fantastic. I am going to find... We cannot end this program this week and not talk about the triumphant return of Enzo Amore.
How you doing?
How you doing? So, ladies and gentlemen, Enzo Amore, this tag team, I'm sorry, but this is my new favorite tag team. It is my absolute new favorite tag team. And I desperately, desperately, desperately want to see the tag team champions. If there's a team who can beat the Bronies, this has got to be my pick. I know the WWE would never do it. But tell me that there isn't a more deserving tag team out there right now that couldn't put over a crowd other than these guys. Tell me that isn't the case.
Yeah, but here's my deal. Now, I'm wondering what... they're going to do, because I know they're big on Big Kaz. Do you put Enzo back in the ring, or do you have Kaz go single when Enzo as his manager?
Well, he must have got clearance to return, because he got beat up a little bit this past Monday on Raw.
Yeah, I think they're going to put him back as a tag team. I'm just wondering that, because... you know, Kaz is good. I think he needs a little bit of work on the mic, but he's almost there. He's really close. But, I mean, Enzo is, this is a guy who, he's born with it. This, Enzo didn't learn how to cut a promo. See, this is the thing. You have certain guys who learn how to cut a promo, and certain guys who came out of the womb knowing how to cut a promo. And Enzo is that guy. He's got, really does have that gift of gab. And if, God forbid, now I don't know how many concussions he's had, if this was his first, his 10th, I've tried to find that out. But if, God forbid, a point comes where he can't physically wrestle anymore, there are so many things, even as a commentator at ringside, as an announcer, that you could do with this guy, because he has a golden mouth. Absolutely.
This guy is gold. And I defy anybody else to tell me otherwise that this guy ain't gold. Let me see if I've got the audio here. Hang on just a second. I'm going to see if I can bring this up. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll put that lazy eye right back to work. I was on the floor. I mean, that's not... the writing staff at WWE does not have the skill to write that.
No,
that
they don't. They don't have the ability to come up with something like that. Not even remotely close did they even come. Give me two. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Technical difficulty here at the Power Command. I'm trying to get the audio here. And this is what happens when I move the studio. And I don't have my studio engineer, and I've got to do this stuff myself. I've got to make like it's my days from you know, way back when I was at 99 Hits. But anyway, I digress. We'll get that audio to you. Go ahead, T.
He's almost like, and people may crap on me for this, he's like an Italian rock. He almost gives off that vibe where when he talks, and I mean, you know, we went over this a few weeks ago on the Rewind. We even played the audio where him and Kaz are cutting their general promo, you know, the gift to Gab and this and that. And this is Enzo, and he's 7 foot tall, and you and the crowd can't teach that. The definition of success in professional wrestling, it doesn't matter, in my opinion, how many titles you win. It doesn't matter how over you might be as far as your wrestling ability, which is important. But when you can get the crowd to chant your catchphrases along with you, where they take the trouble to memorize your catchphrase, you're gold. You're gold. If Vince McMahon screws this up, then he needs to be put away. Simple. You can't screw up with these two guys. They're already over. All you got to do is let them do their thing. And I hope Enzo stays healthy and the two of them are able to do their thing. And I agree. They could be babyface versus babyface. Very rarely works. But Enzo and Cass versus the New Day could work, and both teams will be over.
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. The audio is not coming through. I apologize. We're going to continue to try to get this to you here before we get to the end of the program. The thing about this, you know, go back to the tag team champions. I want to go back to the booking. If you utilize, and I'm going to utilize the JJ Sexay school of booking. You put the titles on the guys to help them get over. I would say you put the titles on Enzo and Cass to put the tag team titles over. Because these guys couldn't be any more over right now. Just no conceivable way that these guys could be any more over than what they are. They really are phenomenal, phenomenal talents. I think.
Well, let's keep.
I mean, right now, who can take the Brony spot right now? Nobody can, except Enzo and Cass. Forget Cass on the mic. Cass should not be. I think we can all agree that Cass should not be on the mic. Can we agree on that? At least he shouldn't be on the mic a lot.
Yes.
Can we agree on that? He shouldn't be. He's no Enzo Amore. Let's face it. This man is not Enzo Amore. Big Cass. You're thinking about that.
Well, what I'm doing is I think this is what you were looking for. Let's see how this translates and hope Skype doesn't explode.
He's okay, but he's still just as annoying.
My name is Enzo Amore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape right there. Stop it right there. Stop it.
Is it
no, stop.
Here?
Stop the tape. Okay. For those, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are new to professional wrestling and those of you who are new, all right, to the Pro Wrestling Rewind, we're going to some definitions. T, for those of you, for those that are out there that are brand new, what is a certified G?
A certified G is basically, I believe, G is kind of means gangsta, and it also means. It is African American terminology for the most part, and it means you're a badass.
Okay,
you're a cool guy.
Okay, and if you're a certified stud, what does that mean?
Means that the ladies dig you.
Okay, thank you. Now go ahead and hit the... I wanted to get that out of the way because there are going to be some people out there going to be scratching their head wondering what the hell he's talking about. Just want to make sure that everybody is educated. So if you go ahead and hit the tape, please.
This is Big Cash, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that.
Okay, stop the tape. Stop. Now, stop. Stop the tape. Stop the tape. Okay. Now, why can't you teach? Why can't you teach being 7 feet tall?
You can't teach it because it's something you're born with.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and hit the tape.
Really?
Yeah, go ahead.
We have to stop the tape for that.
Yeah, I am helping to educate the low-information pro wrestling fan on these two, because if these two are going to go over, if they're eventually going to be the tag team champions, you have to know this stuff. So go ahead and hit the tape.
Yeah. Wow.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Nah, he's not over.
The doctors diagnosed me with a concussion. It's okay. It's what I like to call a hard sneeze, a choke. Bless you. You're freaking right, I'm blessed, because I am all the way up, and I got the gift of gab and the gift of jab. And if I had a dime for every time I got knocked down and didn't get back up, I would have 0 dimes.
Okay, stop. Yeah.
No, wait, here's what's great about this. Now, I'm going to give you guys the visual. He sold where he couldn't quite get the amount right, so Cass whispers in his ear to save him, and that was all set up perfect.
Go ahead.
So as for those couple of haters, Bub and Devin Dud, you two have been out of line, and apparently not on the guest list. So, do us a favor, and don't do us no favors.
Because me putting my size 16 boot on Bubba's head is going to be like throwing a basketball into a swimming pool, because I ain't going to miss. How you
not
doing?
Gonna miss.
How you doing? How you doing?
He's going to have a connection.
And Dudley boys, I'm going to prove again that there is only one word to describe you, and I'm going to spell it out for you. S-A-W-F-T.
Okay, stop the tape. Now, that's perfect. Now, once again, for the uneducated, low-information pro wrestling fan listening to the rewind, who's going to have an intellectual meltdown because the word soft is actually spelled S-O-F-T, explain to the listeners, T, why their word soft is spelled S-A-W-F-T.
Probably a few reasons. A, because it's more letters for the crowd to chant, and B, it's probably something that WWE can license and put on a t-shirt because it's spelled incorrectly. Bang! We Italians think alike. Me and Enzo think alike.
How you doing?
You can't trademark S-O-F-T because that's a word that everyone can use. But S-A-W-F-T... WWE can say that's ours. It's money.
Anything that the WWE puts their name on in this kind of a situation is money. And don't sit there and tell me that these guys don't deserve the tag team titles. Don't tell me that they don't. They're already over. They don't need it. But the titles need them. The titles desperately need Enzo and Cass. Desperately.
Yeah, but you know, we talked earlier about how Cass might not be ready on the mic yet. But do you see when he's with Enzo, he gets the cues? He gets them. When they're together, it works. So I think eventually Cass will probably be a singles guy later on down the road. And just him working with Enzo is going to improve his promo skills dramatically. You know, Enzo it's a classic tag team. There's the big guy, okay? He kicks all the ass. And then there's the little guy where Enzo is always, he tends to be the baby face in trouble. He's getting his ass kicked for 10 minutes, and then he gets that hot tag, and Cass kills everyone. It works. It's classic tag team wrestling.
Let's hope and pray, as we get here to the end of the program, let's hope and pray that somebody in WWE creative really, truly gets it. And will give these guys what I think they deserve, and that is a reasonable tag team title run. Not because they need to go over and they need to be booked to go over, but because the tag team championships desperately need to be put over. And these are the guys that can do it. You got anything else before we wrap up tonight?
No, not really. I mean, nothing else really from Raw. I think we covered that pretty well. Extreme Rules, thought it was a good show. I mean, I give it like a B+. I thought it was a good pay-per-view. And will the brand split, all this stuff that's coming up, we'll see. I mean, who even knows where NXT may go into the brand split? You might even throw NXT into the draft. But the thing is,
wouldn't that be something?
The only reason that scares me is because you're not going to draft any main roster guys to NXT. You wouldn't do that.
No, of course not.
But I almost wonder, I think, I'm actually hoping, this is the last thing I'll say, I'm actually hoping that they just let Triple H run with SmackDown. Hopefully Vince is so tired and old and demented that all he can deal with is one show a week. Let Triple H book SmackDown. Let him book it the way he's booking NXT. I'm hearing that they're going to have a separate writing staff for SmackDown and Raw. But I think also put Trips in charge of SmackDown and let's see what he can do with it. If they do that, I guarantee you this SmackDown experiment's going to succeed. But if Vince is still in charge and still in his demented mind sees that Raw is to be equated with the WWE product, you're going to have the old scenario where Raw has all the main eventers and SmackDown is a footnote. Don't do it that way.
Well, wait and see what happens, boys and girls. Check us back 7 days from now. Pro Wrestling Rewind here on the SNS PIB Radio Network. Thanks again, T. Great to be with you as always.
Feel better, my friend.
All right, my friend. You have a great one. We will catch you 7 days from now. Until then, boys and girls, please remember to take care of the energy inside yourselves. After all, that's where your true power lies. And God of radio willing, and if the higher power lets me, I'll be back. And T will be back to play with you all again next week's Pro Wrestling Rewind right here, SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Get back. I'm off my jack. Keep your hands off of my stack. Money, it's a hit. A double.